In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
In our lives, we often face trials and challenges that test our faith and perseverance. But amidst the storm, God provides us with signs that indicate our breakthrough is near. These signs serve as beacons of hope, guiding us through the darkness and reminding us of God's faithfulness. My friends, today, I want to explore 10 signs that will happen when your breakthrough is near, drawing from the wisdom of Scripture to illuminate the path ahead. So keep watching to recognize these signs, and we will pray together in the mighty name of Jesus. As usual, leave your comment with amen and subscribe to this channel. May God bless you and your family. Beloved friends, let's delve deeper into the first sign. Divine alignment often involves unexpected openings and the removal of hindrances. It's a season where God aligns people, opportunities, and circumstances in your favor. Closed doors may suddenly swing open, and obstacles that once seemed insurmountable will crumble. Just as Joseph's journey through the pit and the prison led to his divine appointment in the palace, your path will be redirected toward God's purpose for your life. In moments of uncertainty, remember that God is the master orchestrator of your life. Trust in his divine alignment, for he sees the bigger picture. Romans 8:28 reassures us, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Divine alignment is evidence that God is positioning you for breakthrough. So, stand firm, be patient, and allow God to align your life according to his perfect plan. The second sign, my dear friends, is increased faith. As you journey toward your breakthrough, you will notice a profound deepening of your faith. The challenges you face may test the very core of your beliefs, but this testing is not meant to break you. Rather, it is an opportunity for your faith to be strengthened and fortified. One of the most poignant stories illustrating increased faith is found in the Gospel of Mark, Mark 9:14-29. A desperate father brought his demon-possessed son to Jesus, asking for healing. Jesus responded, "Everything is possible for one who believes," to which the father cried out, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." In this vulnerable admission, the father expressed a desire for increased faith, acknowledging the tension between belief and doubt. Increased faith often arises in the crucible of adversity. It's a recognition that, despite the challenges and uncertainties, your trust in God deepens, like the mustard seed that starts small but grows into a large tree. Matthew 17:20. Your faith, when tested and nurtured, becomes a resilient force that sustains you through the waiting season. In moments of doubt and struggle, remember that God is not afraid of our questions or uncertainties. He invites us to bring our doubts to him, just as the desperate father did. James 1:3-4 encourages us, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Increased faith is a sign that you are maturing in your journey with God. Now, let's explore the third sign in greater detail. Persistent prayer. As your breakthrough approaches, you will find yourself in a season of persistent prayer. This is not a sign of desperation, but a manifestation of your deepening dependence on God and a recognition of his sovereignty over your life. Jesus, in his teachings, emphasized the importance of persistent prayer. In Luke 18, 1:8, he tells the parable of the persistent widow who kept coming to an unjust judge, seeking justice. Though the judge initially resisted, he eventually granted her request due to her persistence. Jesus concluded by saying, "And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?" Persistent prayer is a sign of faith in action. It signifies an ongoing conversation with God, an acknowledgement that he is the source of all help and breakthrough. This type of prayer is not characterized by a lack of trust, but by a deepening desire to align your will with God's and to see his kingdom come in your life. In seasons of waiting, remember the words of Philippians 4:6, 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Christ, Jesus. Persistent prayer is a powerful weapon against anxiety, and it opens the door for God's peace to flood your heart. And the fourth sign, inner peace. As your breakthrough draws near, you will experience a profound inner peace that surpasses understanding. This peace is not dependent on external circumstances, but is rooted in the assurance that God is in control, regardless of the storms that may rage around you. The Bible speaks extensively about the peace that comes from God. Philippians 4:7 declares, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This peace is a gift from God, a supernatural calmness that prevails even in the midst of challenges. Inner peace is not the absence of difficulties, but the presence of God in your life. It signifies a surrender of anxieties and fears to the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Just as Jesus calmed the stormy seas with a word, Mark 4:39, his peace can calm the storms within your heart, providing a firm foundation in the midst of uncertainty. In moments of chaos, anchor yourself in the peace that God provides. Isaiah 26:3 assures us, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Inner peace is a sign that you are trusting God with the outcome and resting in his promises. It allows you to navigate challenges with a calm assurance that God is working all things for your good. The fifth sign, beloved, is the divine connections. When your breakthrough is near, God will strategically place divine connections in your life. These connections are not mere coincidences, but intentional intersections arranged by the Almighty to support, guide, and uplift you on your journey toward breakthrough. The Bible is rich with stories of divine connections. Consider the relationship between Ruth and Boaz in the book of Ruth. Ruth, a widow and a foreigner, found favor in the eyes of Boaz, a wealthy landowner. Through a series of providential events, their paths crossed, leading to a union that not only brought personal blessings, but became part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. Divine connections often involve people who God uses as instruments of his grace. In your life, these connections may offer wisdom, encouragement, or practical assistance, aligning with God's purpose for your breakthrough. Just as Barnabas became a crucial ally for Paul in his ministry, God will bring people into your life to stand alongside you in your journey. Be open to recognizing and embracing the divine connections that God brings your way. Proverbs 13:20 reminds us, Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Seek relationships that align with God's word and purpose for your life. Trust that God, in his wisdom, will surround you with individuals who will contribute to your spiritual growth and the fulfillment of his plan. Let's explore the sixth sign in greater detail. In the waiting season before your breakthrough, God will renew your strength. This renewal is not a temporary boost, but a sustained empowerment that enables you to persevere, overcome challenges, and walk with unwavering faith. The concept of renewed strength is beautifully expressed in Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This verse illustrates God's promise to those who place their trust in him, assuring them of a continuous supply of strength. Renewed strength is not merely physical endurance, but a holistic empowerment of your body, mind, and spirit. It's the ability to rise above challenges, run the race set before you, and navigate the journey with resilience, similar to how God sustained Elijah during a challenging time. 1 Kings 19:5. 8. He will provide the strength you need for the season you are in. In times of weariness, turn to God for your strength. Psalm 73:26 declares, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Recognize that God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9, and his grace is sufficient for every circumstance. The seventh sign, my friends, is clarity of vision. As your breakthrough approaches, God will provide a clarity of vision for your life. This clarity is not just about seeing with physical eyes, but gaining a spiritual insight into God's purposes and plans. It involves understanding your identity in Christ and discerning the path God has laid out for you. The Bible emphasizes the importance of having a clear vision. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction." God desires to reveal his wisdom and guidance to those who seek him. The story of Joshua receiving clear instructions from God as he led the Israelites into the promised land is a vivid illustration. Joshua 1:9. Clarity of vision involves aligning your desires with God's will. It's about gaining insight into the purpose for which God has created you. Just as God gave Jeremiah a clear sense of purpose and calling, Jeremiah 1:5, he will illuminate your path and reveal the unique role he has designed for you in his kingdom. Seek God's wisdom through prayer, meditation on his word, and seeking guidance from mature believers. Psalm 119:105 assures us, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." Clarity of vision comes when you immerse yourself in God's word and open your heart to his leading. Beloved friends, now let's delve deeper into the eighth sign. Joyful anticipation. As your breakthrough draws near, you'll experience a sense of joyful anticipation. This anticipation is not based on wishful thinking, but is grounded in the assurance that God is faithful to fulfill his promises. It's a deep and abiding joy that springs from the hope rooted in Christ. Scriptural foundation. The Bible teaches us about the connection between faith and joyous expectation. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Abraham and Sarah, despite their old age, received the promise of a son and embraced it with joyful anticipation. Their faith and hope were grounded in the faithfulness of God. Joyful anticipation is not about the absence of challenges, but the presence of unwavering trust in God's promises. It's an expectation that, regardless of the current circumstances. God is at work and will fulfill his plans for your life, as Paul writes in Romans 15. 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In moments of waiting, let joyful anticipation be your anchor. Psalm 27, 14 encourages us, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Your joyful anticipation is a declaration of your confidence in God's faithfulness. It allows you to face each day with hope, knowing that the breakthrough you await is a promise that will be fulfilled in God's perfect timing. My friends, the ninth sign is an uncommon favor. God will bestow uncommon favor upon you. This favor is not based on your merits or achievements, but is a divine grace that positions you for blessings and opportunities beyond your natural capacity. The Bible is replete with stories of individuals who experienced uncommon favor. One striking example is the story of Esther. Esther, a Jewish orphan, found favor in the eyes of the king and was elevated to the position of queen, ultimately playing a crucial role in saving her people from destruction. Esther 5, 2, 3. Esther's story illustrates how God's favor can open doors that seem impossible. Uncommon favor is not a result of human effort, but is a manifestation of God's grace. Proverbs 3:3-4 says, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Your commitment to love, faithfulness, and obedience positions you to receive God's favor. As you wait for your breakthrough, trust that God's favor goes before you. Psalm 90:17 encourages us. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Uncommon favor is a sign that God is clearing the path and preparing opportunities for your breakthrough. Beloved, the tenth sign is the testimony of victory. As your breakthrough unfolds, you will bear witness to a powerful testimony of victory. Your story will become a testament to God's faithfulness, a declaration of his redemptive power, and an inspiration to others who may be walking through their own valleys of waiting. The importance of sharing testimonies is highlighted in Revelation 12, 11. They triumphed over him, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The Bible is filled with accounts of individuals, from Joseph to Paul, whose stories of victory and redemption became powerful witnesses to God's transformative work. Your testimony is not just about personal triumph, but serves as a beacon of hope for others. Just as the healed demoniac in Mark 5, 18:20 became a witness in his community, your breakthrough becomes a proclamation of God's goodness and a source of encouragement for those still awaiting their own breakthroughs. Embrace the truth that your breakthrough is not just for your benefit, but for the glory of God and the encouragement of others. Revelation 12, 11 reminds us that our testimonies have a powerful impact in the spiritual realm. Share your journey, your struggles, and the faithfulness of God through it all. Your testimony becomes a living testament to the reality of God's promises. My dear brothers and sisters, as we reflect on these 10 signs that indicate our breakthrough is near, let us hold fast to the promises of God. Though we may face trials and tribulations, let us remember that God is faithful and his timing is perfect. May we persevere in prayer, trust in his provision, and rejoice in the anticipation of our breakthrough. And when the breakthrough comes, may our hearts overflow with gratitude and praise, for we serve a God who delights in bringing victory to his children. Now, let's pray our prayer. Heavenly Father, I come before you with a heart full of gratitude, acknowledging the countless blessings you have bestowed upon me in the past. Your love and mercy have sustained me, and for that I am truly thankful. In the tapestry of my life, I see the threads of your grace woven through every moment, and I praise you for your unending goodness. As I stand at the threshold of new challenges, I humbly seek your guidance and strength. Grant me the wisdom to navigate the obstacles that lay before me and the courage to face them with resilience. I surrender my fears and uncertainties to you, trusting that your divine light will illuminate my path. In the realm of relationships, pour forth your love and understanding. May I cultivate connections that are rooted in compassion and empathy, fostering growth and harmony. Bless my interactions with others, that they may be infused with kindness and a genuine spirit of unity. In the realm of finances, I seek your provision and wisdom. Open doors of opportunity and guide me in managing resources wisely. May abundance flow into my life, not only for my benefit, but also as a means to bless others and contribute to the well-being of those in need. Lord, grant me the strength to break free from limiting beliefs and habits. Empower me to embrace change with a spirit of resilience and adaptability. Illuminate the areas of my life that require transformation and lead me towards becoming the best version of myself. I declare my unwavering faith in the power of breakthrough. I believe that through your divine intervention, I can overcome any obstacle and achieve the breakthroughs I seek. May your guiding hand be ever present, and may I walk in the assurance that you are with me every step of the way. In this moment of prayer, I release my worries and doubts, placing my trust in your infinite wisdom and love. May your will be done in my life, and may the breakthroughs I experience be a testament to your grace and glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.